Overpopulation is when there are too many people for the natural resources of an area to support. Overpopulation can lead to starvation and famine. Three main strategies to decrease overpopulation are to improve the economies of less developed countries, limit population growth, and to improve the status of women. Malala Yousafzai lived in Swat Valley in the city of Mangore in Pakistan. In 2009, the Taliban took over the Swat Valley and bombed girls' schools, threatened people, didn't allow women to go outside, banned TV, going to the movies, DVDs, and murdered those who didn't follow the rules. Malala's father, Ziauddin, was a well-respected education advocate and managed a chain of public schools. He had a friend who worked at the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC for short, and he asked if there was a teacher or older student who was willing to write diary entries about life under the Taliban. Malala volunteered and created a blog under the fake name of Gul Maki. She wrote about her friends not being able to go to school and life under the Taliban. Her identity had gotten exposed, but she continued her advocacy work with her dad nonetheless. After this, she was watchfully targeted by the Taliban for her bravery. They tried to assassinate her. One of the guards walked on the school bus Malala was on, asked for her name. When she replied, he shot her 3 times. One of the bullets hit the left side of Malala's forehead, traveled under her skin, down the side of her face, and into her shoulder. This bullet caused her to have the most problems during her recovery. This part of her brain also controls her speech. Malala was then flown to England to have further operations. Doctors believed that it was a miracle that she survived due to the many complications she encountered during her recovery. After Malala fully recovered, she jumped right back into her advocacy work, campaigning for girls' education because there are about 130 million girls who aren't able to go to school, just like she was. Malala and her father also started the Malala Fund, which focuses on helping girls go to school and giving them a voice to speak out about their rights for education. In addition to that, probably one of Malala's most noteworthy moments in her career was receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2014, Malala was the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. She was awarded this prestigious award for her activism despite her challenges. In 2019, Malala is still diligently working with the Malala Fund, but she's also attending the University of Oxford in England. She is studying philosophy, politics, and economics, which is PPE for short. Malala is brave, humble, and she always perseveres. Even though the Taliban was attacking and stalking her, she was brave enough to still continue her activism. She's persevering because even though her anonymous blog became public, she did not give up on trying to change things in the world. And lastly, she is humble because even though she is the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, she does not brag about it or boast about it. Malala is my hero because of the character traits that she exhibits on a day-to-day basis. Despite what she's been through, she still continues to be Malala.